Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right. Welcome back to the show. And man, as always, well, not as always. I shouldn't say that. It just, you look, I know watching markets do what they've been doing isn't fun. But, you know, you got to understand the flip side of it. When you do it for a living, it is fun, especially when you're positioned right, which not always are, right? You know, we like I've said before, like everybody else, don't always get things right. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you're living under a rock. No, I'm just kidding. But just some crazy, crazy market action in this week, especially toward the end of it. But anyway, we'll get rolling for the most scintillating hour in financial radio. Tongue still very much in cheek. And before we get rolling, you know, one of the things, and I've mentioned this before, we would love to do a live show. For those of you listening, we record this show on Friday, and we record it on Friday because I work crazy hours, typically, you know, 65, 75 hours a week. And I got three young children and a wife that I'd like to stay married to. And if we recorded on Saturday, when the show airs, I'd never see my family. So something I thought about today on the way up to the station was, you know, there's still a way for us to communicate during the show. And it's via the magic of social media. Now, I realize, judging the average age of our listeners and the fact that this is AM radio, most of you probably aren't pulling off to the side of the road to check your Twitter feed, right? But if you're listening to this show, and if you listen to this show on a regular basis, you have to have an interest in finance. You have to have an interest in investing. I am not a social media guy. Never had a Facebook page. Never had a MySpace page. Quite honestly, I've never understood the point. The people that I want to talk to and associate with, I'm already in contact with them. And I love people, but I'm not dying to reconnect with people from years gone by. Maybe that makes me insane. I don't know. Just I've never gotten it. It's just not my thing. However, thanks to some great advice I got from a mentor of mine, actually, I got into Twitter. And the reason I got into Twitter is because it's a phenomenal news source. And all the guys I follow are either politically or financially plugged in. A lot of these guys run funds. You're getting real-time updates of what they're seeing in the markets. We provide the same thing like that on our Twitter feed. So for nothing else, even if it's just news, you don't have to engage. But just to get news, just to get feedback, when you're sitting there looking at markets like we have over the last couple days, you know, I think it's a valuable thing to be able to check in and see how guys that are doing it for a living, what they're seeing, what they're hearing, what you should be watching. If you're one of those people that sits at home typically and or in your office and you're watching CNBC, turn it off because it's worthless. It really is. This is coming from a guy that had a television in his office tuned to CNBC every day of the week. It's worthless. You'd be far better off, as crazy as it sounds, joining Twitter. And if you do, get on there and search at KYR Radio. at KYR Radio, and that's my news feed. And then you can check, you know, so you got following, who the people you're following, and then you've got your followers. You can click on my who I'm following to give you ideas of people in the industry that I think are valuable to listen to and that are good follows. But one of the reasons I bring it up is because you can live tweet me during the show. And I'm always recording the show between 10:30 to noon. And what I'll start doing is I'll start putting out a tweet before I get into the studio and just say, hey, we're getting on the show. Tweet in any questions. And if I get questions, we'll start doing a live segment toward the end of the show where I will address things that come up. You can sit there and tell me things you want to talk about. It's a way for us to interact in lieu of the fact that we don't do the live call-ins, which I would love to do. But like I said, I'd like to stay married more. So anyway, without further ado, let's get into the meat because I'm sure most of you would love to hear me, well, hopefully, would love to hear you hear me give my half-baked assertions and ideas about what went on in the markets. And the reason why I say I half-baked is, look, we've had a couple really good prescient calls over the last couple years. And one of the things I always talk to clients about, you know, I literally, especially as it related to the beginning of this year, we had the vol complex. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we got some great episodes that aired last November and last December where we were talking about this coming volpocalypse is what we referred to it, where volatility was going to blow up. And we really drilled that call, really nailed it. We've been pretty spot on with Tesla. Anyway, I think people get the idea, and not everybody, but a lot of people I've talked to have called in because, you know, they think maybe I'm the guy who's right. And I say this with the utmost humility. That always makes me nervous, guys, just because nobody, including me, and including men that are much smarter than I am and women that are much smarter than I am, know what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis. And then when you tune in and go, why'd the market fall? You got to remember, you're getting an opinion, okay? Nobody really knows. The market fell the last couple of days because more people were selling than buying. That's it, okay? Now, the reasons for that could and are vast. There's many. But remember, you're watching CNBC, you're watching media, they got to construct a narrative, right? They got to give you a reason for everything because they're the experts. That's why you tune in. It's a joke. So I just want to premise, just put that premise out there. I want to preface what we're going to talk about today with that. Okay, Mike crystal ball's as cloudy as anybody. Where I think that we have an advantage is we're not headline oriented. I've been doing this for a long time. And my whole thing is I want to look behind. And there are things like if we announced a sudden trade deal with China, or, you know, there's all these what we call exogenous events that can impact markets and nobody sees them coming. Then there's the obvious things like we talked about last week, the slow moving train, the bullet you see, right? The old adage, it's the bullet you see to get you. Well, what we've seen the last couple of weeks is it's the bullet that everybody's seen and wasn't paying attention to that got them in the form of rising rates. So I think that's one. I think that's something that we're really good at is sitting back at a 30,000 foot view and going, wait a second. What are we not paying attention to just because it always has been, right? Those are the dangerous things in investing. The stuff that's based on common knowledge, the stuff that we think everybody sees and that everybody knows, like bonds are safe. Well, what have we seen? We've got a client transferring his account into us right now, just became a client of ours. And he's got a fairly sizable portfolio, but he's, you know, it's not crazy. It's like, you know, it's not some tech millionaire or billionaire or anything, but he's, you know, got a good sized portfolio. And the bond portion of his portfolio has lost nearly $60,000 in the last 30 days. Okay, let me repeat that again. The bond, the safe portion of his portfolio, the bond portion of his portfolio has lost nearly $60,000 in the last month. Rising rates. We've been talking about it since we've been on the air, right? And this goes back to, you know, I think sometimes common sense is the most uncommon. And I think people get too used to reading price as reality, which is that stock's good because it went up and that stock's bad because it went down. If you're going to be a successful investor, you have to understand the environment. You've got to look at the things that even might disagree with. And I think that's what we're good at. We don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what's going to happen. But what I can tell you about and what we can gear our portfolios around is what we know is going to happen. Doesn't that seem obvious? Well, the crazy thing about it is it's not. And that's the problem we have with modern portfolio construction. It's quote unquote diversified. If you think that two asset classes, stocks and bonds, is diversified, it's not. And we've seen that because the whole purpose of diversification is when something's going down, due to correlations in marketplaces, something else might be going up. And the theory behind modern portfolio allocation, and it's been true for the last 40 years, is that when stocks fall, bonds go up. Well, look at the last 30 days, right? Look at the last 30 days. And we've been talking about this for years. And I'm not going to get deep into this because we've covered it ad nauseum on this show before. And if you want to know more about what we're talking about, you can go onto the podcast and at knowyourriskradio.com, and you can, you know, and we're podcast. You can just search the radio. I pulled up a bunch of different podcasts. Somehow some of these other podcast feeds are picking up the show, and I don't even know how they're getting it. But anyway, it's, you can get it all over the place. You can look at all the different shows. We've talked about the bond issue a million times, but yet people are still going that direction. So anyway, get into the market update. I've rambled on long enough, but to close that up, we're going to start doing that. I'm going to send out a tweet. So if you get on Twitter and you follow me at KYR Radio, at KYR Radio, and you follow me, there's a follow button on Twitter, and I'll start sending out a tweet saying, hey, we're about to go in the studio. Feel free to fire off questions. So if there's something you'd like to hear us discuss or you'd like me to address, you can fire it in, and then you can do it throughout the show, and I'll keep Twitter open, and I'll make sure that, you know, I'm paying attention to it. So that'd be kind of a way that we can do the live call-in feel without actually doing it, because like I said, I want to stay married. So let's get into the market update. Crazy week, and troubling week in the sense that, now look, I don't think this is the beginning of the big dip, but what we have said on this show a million times is, what I think's going to happen, especially as it relates to whether markets go up or markets go down, that's as valuable as everybody else. I don't know. Right? We look at the picture that we, the things that we do know, and we adjust accordingly, but there's a lot of unknowns. Now, the thing that's troubling about what's gone on this week is there are some things that have changed. One of the things we always look for is existing paradigms, links, correlation, things that play out in the market. So when this thing goes up, this thing goes down, you know, comparing those things. And when we see big changes, we pay attention to them because that's telling us there's tidal shifts going on, right? Now, tidal shifts can take a while to unfold, but one of the things that's concerning about this pullback that we saw at the end of this week, couple things, is it's coupled with high volatility, which we'd expect to see, but we've seen some nasty down days where volatility really didn't react the way it should have, which kind of tells us it's more of a head fake. Volatility has responded. We're up at 26 right now on the VIX. That means that the cost of protection, downside puts, have jumped quite a bit here. The other interesting thing we see gold catching a big safe haven bid in the last couple days, and that has not taken place for a while. And we see it basically sideways, down a couple bucks today. But in the past, if we saw green markets, so the markets have pulled back big. You basically, we're sitting at even. NASDAQ's up. But when we see pullbacks, or like we did yesterday, we've seen some money flow into gold. But then the minute things stabilize, and if there's an up day, we see gold get monkey hammered lower. That hasn't happened. And we saw a sharp rally in gold. And in the gold miners. That's interesting to me because it points to a bit of a changing tide. The other thing that's concerning is today, Friday, we had a sharp rally at the beginning of the day and everybody, oh, we're going to recover and stocks are surging. And it happened right at the open. And literally as the moments went on, it got a little bit stronger over the first hour of trading. And then it started losing steam. That's concerning. That's concerning due to market internals. You would expect to see a snapback. You would expect to see, some type of rebound, some type of retracement. And the fact that there was no follow-through on that, that is concerning. And look, we've said many times on the show, I don't think this is over. I think it's going to go higher. But the big caveat that we got to remember, and this leads into one of the segments we're going to talk about today, is that that's what we think based on what we're seeing. But the backdrop is longest bull market in the history of the United States, most overvalued stock market in the history of the country, including 1929 and 1999. And that a 30, 40% pullback would still leave this market significantly overvalued. So even though we think it's going higher and we reflect that in our clients' portfolios, we're doing it in a very careful way. Because when you're this overvalued, you have to be on defense. You have to be. And if you're just sticking with the same old allocation, and I think this is a big test. One of the things that was interesting, and look, part of it is because we've got great clients, and I'm not just saying that because they make, you know, they pay my salary essentially, right? I'm really not. I'm saying it, the old adage, birds of a feather, right? Long-term investors, people that understand value, people that understand cycles. All of our investors fit a very similar framework. They tend to have done well in life financially. They tend to have very little debt. They tend to be conservative. They tend to believe in value and the long-term outlook and not chasing trends and all that kind of stuff. Do you know how many clients called, emailed, whatever, out of concern over the last 2 days? None. Not a single one. And do you know why? Not because they think I'm magic, but they know that we've constructed a portfolio that is going to be fine regardless of what happens. Is there risk in the portfolio? Sure, but it's measured. And it's monitored constantly. And there's a significant part of the portfolio that has zero to very little risk. And that actually has done well on days like yesterday and the day before. So if you found it, again, alarm bells going off. If you found yourself being freaked out the last couple days, stop. Think about it. Why? That should be an indication. That should be sort of that alarm bell going off on your head that, I'm probably too exposed. If I'm freaked out about it, or if it's stressing me out, or if I'm concerned, you don't have to be. Now, you should be if you're in the traditional portfolio, because you're looking and going, wait a second, my bonds are dropping faster than my stocks. What in the world's going on? I mean, unless you're just a glutton for pain, because I'll tell you what, I think you're seeing a long-term dynamic that's going to be around for a while. And again, I won't get too into that. So, market update. The other thing that I think is concerning is we've got very bad breadth, which means, again, we'd expect to see a lot of stocks getting bid up. Typically, you know, people are testing the waters after big, nasty falls like that. And what they start doing is they start nibbling on safe names, right? We tend to see the safer stocks catch a bid. The absolute inverse of that is happening today. What we see is tech being bid up. As I sit here and talk to you today, the Dow is flat on the day. It's up 6 points. It's flat. The NASDAQ, the technology index, essentially, is up 1.1%, up 80 points, which is a big day for the NASDAQ. That's concerning because the NASDAQ is by far and away the most overpriced index out of the major three, S&P and Dow Jones. And so that's concerning to me, too, because it's the Netflix, which is, it's not Tesla at all. It's cash flow positive, but the valuation is just insane. And if you've made good money on it, God bless you. But, you know, we're seeing the Netflixes get bid up. We're seeing the NVIDIAs of the world get bid up, which is NVIDIA's at 17 and a half times revenue, which is mind blowing. That's even worse than Netflix. And what that tells me is that this is retail coming back into this market. This is retail thinking they're getting a bargain, buying stocks still at historical values because they pulled back 3 or 4 or 5% over the last couple of days. And that's not an investment theory. That's the equivalent of walking up to the roulette table and betting everything on black because Reds won 9 times in a row. Right? I mean, that's what it is. So other than that, there's not a lot of really poignant, really pressing news that's come out and done this, but what you saw today and what you've seen this week is the damaging impact of rising rates. And it won't be consistently like this, right? But there's going to be at least these moments of panic because the world is still wrapping its head around the impact of a secular bear market and fixed income. And the vast majority of money managers, the vast majority of clients out there are not prepared. A lot of them have never managed money through a rising rate environment. I haven't. Now, One thing that I do a little bit differently than most out there is I've studied economics and I've studied finance in school. I have the degrees to prove it. In addition to that, we're constantly reading, researching, looking at, you know, for instance, you go out there and talk about gold and precious metals right now, people look at you like you got a third eye, right? And we'll get into this later in the show, but there have been periods of time, decades, where gold and precious metals have lapped stock markets by exponential amounts, 4-5 times over 10-year periods of time. So we talk about diversification, but really what we're talking about is stocks and bonds. And we're going to get into that later. So anyway, we got to get rolling. Long introduction. Darren's laughing at me because we're going to be small. We're going to be concise because we got so many different topics to talk about today. And I just toasted the first segment, as we always do. But anyway, if you found yourself concerned and you're sitting there going, wait, is there a safer way? Yes, there's a safer way to do it. Yes, there is. Dory Monson talks about it on his show every day. We talk about it every week. You can do it without giving up upside. You can actually make more. You can be more insulated. You can pay less fees. And a great indicator of this, something you should ask yourself, did I feel freaked out over the last couple of days? If you did, listen to that voice inside of you and you're probably not in the right portfolio. It's just the way it is. And if you did feel that way, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. You can request a free booklet. You can set up a phone consultation with me. You can email me directly from the website, knowyourriskradio.com, which feeds over to BortCapitals.website. You don't want to call and you're weird about that, but you just rather email, kind of feel things out. That's great. We're not going to sell your information. We're not going to hound you to death. Everybody just get on the phone and do a portfolio comparison. We'll just show you, look, here's how you performed over the last 10 years. Here's how we performed. Here's the cost we paid to do it. Here's the cost you paid. Pretty simple. So anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. And also, check out Twitter so you can send me questions during the show. And we can kind of do that call-in feel. And find me on Twitter at KYR Radio, at KYR Radio. Anyway, gotta run. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Call now and get our brand new version of Common Sense Investing. It's our complimentary booklet that shows you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, Zach, and I got to tell you, you have to read Zach's brand new version of Common Sense Investing. You'll learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call now, get your free copy, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, we're back, and thank you for sticking with us. If you're just joining us, we're going to call this Because let's see if Darren knows about this. Did you notice, do you watch any financial news, Darren? Pull that over there, yep.
No, I do not.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Sorry. I had you pegged for the CNBC guy constantly.
Did you?
Yeah. Mine's on your money and your money's on your mind, right? To quote a famous rapper. Do you even know who said that?
That is from a Dr. Dre song, isn't it?
Well, yes, but it's Snoop Dogg. Yeah, see, that's you got to have a guy managing your money that knows pop culture and rap references too, right? It's an essential aspect of the job. But whenever markets are in turmoil like that, I just use the word, gosh darn it, CNBC, to prove to you what a marketing job that is and how worthless for the majority, for the most part, their information is anytime you get some big drop, it's the headline, markets in turmoil, right? So let's put this in perspective. We're 5% off all-time highs. 5%. Markets in turmoil. You see the drive, right? It's trying to evoke response. It's trying to get listeners. It's trying to get people to watch. Remember, it's an advertising game. They're not giving you the real juice. Anyway, I could go on and on about CNBC forever. But let's get on to the rest of the topics because, like I said, nobody really knows. Things aren't serious, right? Markets oscillate. I tell clients all the time, the 10-15% swings, that happens. We don't really need to pay a lot of attention. Now, we need to pay attention to why, right? But remember, everybody's going to try to give you reasons and overarching and they don't know. Like I said, there's more selling than buying. It's that simple. Markets go up, markets go down. But it is concerning to me because everybody flips out so bad. And that's concerning to me because, guys, that's what markets do. Right? Warren Buffett calls markets in the short run, what does he say? I think he goes, they're like a psychopathic drunk. Right? Just all over the place. In the long run, it makes sense. But in the short run, I mean, who knows? Maybe it all got started because a guy stayed out too late the night before and had a really bad hangover and had a fat finger trade that actually, you just never know, right? So don't get too reactive about it. But on a little flip side of a topic, I'm going to wade into the political realm of things because I just thought this was too funny. And it scared me. There's an economist, many of you probably know who it is, Paul Krugman, who writes for the New York Times, and he's a Keynesian economist. And one of my favorite quotes from Paul Krugman is that the internet, quote unquote, the internet 10 years from now will be seen as impactful on the economy as the fax machine. He's a real, real gem of an economist. Talk about an epic swing and miss. Anyway, and we've had bad calls. That one is just stupendously bad. But anyway, Paul Krugman, he's a brilliant guy. He's a Nobel laureate. Now, I don't think he should have won the Nobel Prize. But anyway, the guy is not suffering from a deficiency of brain power. But I was reading, he is suffering from indoctrination, especially incorrect indoctrination. I think indoctrination of any kind is incorrect, but that's another subject for another day. And what it reminded me of, and I follow him, and the reason I follow him is because I want all sides, right? Money making and good investments are not subject to political ideology, right? And we need to be free of that. And one of the ways I try to keep myself free of that is purposefully reading people's stuff that I don't agree with. And I might vociferously disagree with them. But I follow Paul Krugman for that reason. And I watched him, he tweeted out this thing, something along the lines of, here's the problem with Republicans and everything they do is a failure and they're what's got us to this point. And they're the ones that are trying to blame Democrats for civil upheaval, but it's all their practices and racism and hatred that's causing all this upheaval and blah, blah, blah. And I laughed at it because it proved my point. And I want to get into it. And the title of this segment is Don't Be a Krugman. And the reason why I say that is because if your opinion is similar to Krugman's, you're not paying attention. Either that or you're willfully ignorant because it's just factually incorrect. The right is not the party out there. And I don't consider white, that's a whole nother, and I'm a can of worms here, but I don't consider white supremacists part of the right, even though the media tries to consider them that. I consider them backward thinking, troglodyte losers. And you know, if you've seen my wife before, you'd realize why I'm so vehemently opposed to that type of thinking. But they, you know, they're always trying to make that correlation, right? But if you think that it's the right really doing that, have we heard people on the right, like we heard Eric Holder recently saying, when they go low, we're going to kick them, right? Have we seen them trying to rip down things and attack people in restaurants and do all this kind of stuff? And for what? For what? This is going to feed in. I don't want to cheat on the next subject, or excuse me, the next segment. But what exactly has gone on? Right? You hear him, Donald Trump's coming after our liberties. How? And again, I've said on the show many times before, there's so many times where I get Twitter exhaustion where I'm just like, Donald, put the phone down and slowly step away. And there's things I agree with and don't disagree with him. I'm not some dyed-in-the-wool Donald Trumpite, right? It's not me. I'm not a Trumper. I think there's some things he's doing that I'm a really big fan of. And I can't help myself. I'm kind of a fan of the fact that he goes after these people that have been, a lot of it's due to the constructs that the media has built up, but that are untouchable, that can hurl their grenades behind barricades and get away with it completely. The fact that people on CNN are calling, and I don't even know if you should say the word, but they were referring, do you hear that? They're referring to black people as house Negroes. And I was just sitting there going, what? Right? Like, you're a good person as long as you agree with our ideology. And if you're not, we'll hurl all the racism and hate your way because you deserve it. And I sat back and it's just mind blowing to me, because that type of blindness, that type of absolute certainty that you're in the moral right, that's how fascism and dictators come to power. It's when we set aside morality. And this can be tied right into our conversations we've had and the segments we've done on morality and finance. But when you're so sure of your inherent morality and the virtue of your position and the virtue of your mission, that you are willing to set aside morality to accomplish your goals, you've already lost. You're already wrong, because the goal should be the morality. There is no ends justify the means. That's an animalistic way to look at the world, and you don't want to live in a world like that. But the reason I brought this up is because it's not a problem that is segmented clearly on the left. And if you want an example of it, look at the world of finance. Look how many people are out there just, oh, I'm not worried about the stock market pullbacks because Donald Trump. Look, the market doesn't care who's president. I can tell you that much right now. And the fact that Donald Trump is president, and if he gets reelected in 2020, it's not going to stop a recession from coming. There's cycles. Nobody stops these things. They happen. It's the way the world works. And so we can't be Krugmans either. We cannot look at the world through red-colored glasses and just say Democrats bad, Republicans good. Because here's the other truth. If we look at the last 16 years, 8 years of Obama, 8 years of Bush, what are the real differences? And this might not be the most popular thing to point out on KTTH, but again, I do not get paid, nor do my clients get protected, nor do they grow their assets by me being politically ideological. Right? We got to look at the facts. And do you know what the net results of both presidencies were? Pretty much the same. Everybody goes, well, yeah, but the debt doubled under Obama. Doubled under Bush too, guys. Well, yeah, but Obama drone fights. Right? Well, he's continuing Bush's wars. Guantanamo Bay. Yep. No, am I saying there's no difference? No, there's difference. Look, obviously I'm a bigger fan of things that were done under Bush in general. But what I'm trying to say is we can't be Krugmans. We cannot look at the world and ignore everything that just doesn't align perfectly with our ideology, especially in the world of finance. We've got to look at reality for what it is. We've got to read dissenting opinions. We should also, the other thing that cracks me up about people on the right, we go off and we opine about socialism, communism. And one of my first questions is, have you read the Communist Manifesto? Have you read Marx? Have you read Lenin? Do you understand what you're fighting against? Do you think a guy like Sun Tzu has anything to offer? Know your enemy. Another fascinating book on that one, little sci-fi plug here, is a book called Ender's Game. And in a roundabout way, the story deals with that same thing, which is to beat my enemy, I have to truly understand them. And I know that I've truly understood them when I feel empathy for them. Not hatred. That's blinding. But empathy. And to do that, you've got to pull the emotion out of it so you can see clear. Because that's what this is. This is a game of rationale. This is a game of risk management. This is not a game of emotion. And we have to construct portfolios that way. We have to invest that way. We have to research accordingly. And if you don't think that's currently how your finances are being managed, or if you haven't had these types of discussions and think it's warranted, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. You can go to the radio show website. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can get the booklet. You can email us. You can even just email us questions about the show that you'd like to shoot in. We've gotten some of those too. But there's a better way. Been talking about it for years now, guys. There's a better way. And if you want to know what we're talking about, or if we know what we're talking about, go listen to some of the past segments, listen to the people we've had on here, and listen to all the preaching we've done about bonds, and go look how they've performed. Bonds will not save you. Stocks will not save you. Right? Risk management will, at least in the financial sense. So anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with my financial advisor, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. I know they're normally used for safety, but how risky are bonds right now?
If a significant portion of your retirement portfolio is in cash or bonds, that just doesn't work in this low interest rate environment on the verge of inflation. You need a bond replacement strategy.
And Zach, what I love about you guys is your focus on risk management.
Well, Dory, we're a fiduciary and a holistic retirement planning firm. Our goals are simple. Get our clients the highest returns with the least amount of risk and cost.
I gotta tell you, you have to read it. Zach's brand new version of Common Sense Investing. You'll learn that bond replacement strategy, learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call now, get your free copy, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for sticking with us. And if you're just joining us, it's repetitive. You probably just heard it in the bumpers. But Know Your Risk Radio, hosted by Zach Abraham. And if you're wondering, this doesn't sound like a typical finance show. That's on purpose. It's not scripted. For better or worse, some people are probably sitting there going, for God's sakes, man, script your show. This is like listening to cats in the alley at night. This guy just screaming into a microphone.
That's being nice.
See, that's how humility is maintained right there. Got a bunch of critics. Yeah, you could take the microphone anytime. You could... anyway, What? I'm just getting off topic. I see that the glowing kind words you said to me kind of threw me off. But the reason we do it this way is because, well, first of all, I'm a consumer of AM radio, and I just, no knock on anybody else out there, but those infomercial style finance shows just make me want to pound my head against a wall. And I just thought I just cannot add to that type of, I cannot add to the din of useless information. We've got to deliver something better. The other side of it is that I think the interpersonal side of managing people's money is often overlooked, and it shouldn't be. And, you know, kind of taking a risk, but we just went, hey, we want to just put ourselves out there and for the listeners to get to know us. So, and in that vein, all of the clients of ours know that history is something that's very important to us. It's been a fascinating topic of mine for my entire life. My wife often encourages me to read something other than history or financial related things, but I can't really help it. It's just, I just find it fascinating and the way it links together. And we've talked about this on the show before, but I haven't dug into it in deep enough detail. And I was reading a Wall Street Journal article last night about Trump and his criticism of the Fed. Now, of course, the mainstream media went off and, oh, how dare he, right? The Fed in their ivory tower, it's more signs of Trump being off the rails. Well, first of all, there's plenty of other references of presidents going after Fed, you know, Fed chairman. It's not new. The other thing they were disgusted by was the fact that Kanye West used the word MF in the White House. And the comment I made was he was just taking a cue from Joe Biden. Remember, this is a big effing deal, right? And just to me, all of a sudden, Jim Acosta is appalled that Kanye West would sully the virtuous Oval Office. But meanwhile, he's like, he's carrying water for Hillary Clinton. And Bill did a little worse than use poor language in the Oval Office. Anyway, the hypocrisy of it all is endlessly fascinating to me. But to get back on a subject, the history of it all really is intriguing to me. And this this article in the Wall Street Journal about presidents going after the Fed kind of spurned some other research of mine, as it often does, kind of turns into an octopus and it starts going everywhere, which is how I start researching default rates and condominiums in Shanghai, right? I don't set out to do that, but it just kind of runs away from you. But let me run down some things, and I just want to I want to go through a mental exercise. So I just want you to kind of quiet your mind and listen to these things that I'm talking about and tell me what you think it describes, because I think this is fascinating. So here we go. So first of all, I want to describe a period in American history where we had lower than average growth. Not bad, but lower than average growth. Okay. We had historically low interest rates. We had very low inflation. We had an unexpected president, controversial and unexpected. We had pretty sizable tax cuts very late in an economic cycle. So typically we'll see tax cuts as a way to, you know, inspire growth or boost an economy, typically coming out of a slow time or a recession. But we had a late cycle. So markets had gone up for a long time, late cycle tax cuts. We had substantial foreign drama. Right? What does that sound like today? Well, it's actually from the 60s. Low growth. We had low, but not bad low, you know, right around 3%, but not, you know, nothing mind blowing from the 1950s throughout the 60s for the most part. We had very low historical interest rates, because inflation was pretty much non-existent in the 50s, well into the 60s. We had late cycle tax cuts that were actually put into place by Lyndon B. Johnson, who was the unexpected president because JFK was assassinated, as we all know. We had foreign drama in the form of, you know, Vietnam and all the issues that caused around the globe, which we don't need to get into. And we also had Lyndon B. Johnson going after the head of the Fed, because he thought he was raising rates too aggressively. And this brings me to my realization I had last night where I laughingly went, wow, boy, history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme because we had civil unrest, right? Mostly spurred on by the left for totally different reasons, though. I think one of the biggest reasons is the civil unrest we're having today, in my opinion, is a direct result of some of it financially. It's both parties are to blame, as we've discussed on the pay, you know, 08, 09. Obama got us out of the recession. Bush got us into it. Garbage. That whole recession, we've talked about this ad nauseum again. And I don't want to drag you through it, but the financial crisis was created by both parties because the beginning of it, the first domino to fall, was legislation that was passed in 1998, which was signed by Clinton, but it was passed by a Republican Congress. Again, taking off my red colored glasses, and I'm just looking at the world for what it is. Okay. But financial hardship and the civil unrest, there's part of that. The other biggest part difference is the civil unrest, for the most part, is sponsored and created by the political operatives and the politicians. Whereas in the 60s, it was more of a natural uprising. It was more of a natural civil unrest. And a lot of it, for good reason, a lot of it went too far, as these things often do. French Revolution being a perfect example of that. Right? Started off good for the right reasons and then just spun out of control. But it's just fascinating. And then this brings us back into what true diversification is. And we're not gold bugs. Everybody listening to this show or everybody that's a client of ours knows that. But it's a valuable part of a portfolio. Because the S&P, now the market's different today, I get all that. But the S&P, for the most part, from the end of the 60s throughout the 70s, was pretty much a flatliner. With a lot of negative, bad stuff going on. It was ugly. As a matter of fact, let's take a look. Oh, we're not going. I'll get back to that. I'll get back to the chart. But markets, for the most part, were nasty. And they were nasty due to that extended period of low interest rates brought on higher interest rates and inflation became a problem. And people remember fuel lines. And so we look at the 50s to the end of the 60s. You had inflation very subdued. You had the wars, specifically the Vietnam War, swinging the government, you know, the budgets out of control. And all of this brought on the suspension in 1971 by Richard Nixon of the gold standard, which brought on what? All the great business growth and all the companies that boomed and all the stocks that went up from the 50s to the 60s because of this perfect low interest rate, moderate growth environment, went on a decade of horrific underperformance, and precious metals and gold and commodities surged and outperformed for 10, 12, 13, 14 years, outperformed stocks by multitudes. I'm talking 6 times, 7 times, 8 times. Gold went from $35 to just shy of 1,000 in a, 9-year, 10-year period of time. I mean, do the math on that. What is that, a 20, 30 times, 30x growth? So if we've got a scenario like today that is so strikingly similar to the 70s, or excuse me, the 60s leading into the 70s, what do you think the chances are of similar outcomes? Now, the interesting thing to think about today is all the headwinds and issues we were facing in the 60s are multitudes greater today. The debt issue is way bigger. The balance, the budget's way more out of control. We're already off the gold standard. We don't have that pressure relief valve to pull. We're already at record low interest rates that went below where they were in the 50s. And that should cause you pause, because if you're counting on historical averages over the next 12 years, and let's face it, guys, 12 years is a pretty healthy segment of your retirement. How many of you are going to retire in the next 12 years? How many of you are retired right now and will still be retired in 12 years from now? If you get 12 or 13 years of negative or flat performance in the stock portion of your portfolio, and God forbid, even worse in bonds, what does that do to your long-term picture? And if you haven't had that conversation, you don't need to believe me. Go look at the historical setup and market performance from, you know, the early to mid-50s to the late 60s, and then look at it from 68 to 81, 82. It's horrific. And if you don't know if your portfolio can deal with that, where stocks do nothing and bonds, due to rising interest rates, continue to lose money, if that's not a conversation you've had with ever who's managing your money, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Because most financial advisors don't want to talk about that period, because that's when their model, stocks and bonds offsetting each other and not being correlated, that's when it blew up. We've got an example. Problem is, none of us were retired at that time. So everybody forgets. And if we forget history, you fill in the blank. You know the way it ends. If we forget the lessons that history has taught us, we're bound to repeat them. We're bound to repeat the same mistakes. Don't do it. Don't do it. There's a better way where you can make more if we're wrong. What if we're wrong and the markets continue on this beautiful rally and it's dawn in America again and things go to infinity and beyond now? Great, you're going to do better. You're going to pay less fees, but you're going to do it at much lower risk, because what are the odds? The odds are, if the inputs are strikingly similar, the outputs will probably rhyme as well. You can call me crazy. Okay, you know, you got your tinfoil hat on, Zach. But don't argue with me. Argue with the history and explain to me how that's not the case. Anyway, we got to run. As always, get a hold of us, 866-779-RISK. Like I said, if you're not having these conversations and you understand these historical dynamics in play, and you know, you recognize that your portfolio, stocks and bonds, isn't doing what it's supposed to, if you've taken a beating in your bonds, which if you don't think you have, you probably just haven't looked at your statement, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. We got to run real quick, but stick with us. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs, so why risk it? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Call now and get our brand new version of Common Sense Investing. It's our complimentary booklet that shows you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, Zach, and I got to tell you, you have to read Zach's brand new version of Common Sense Investing. You'll learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call now, get your free copy, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, we are back, and as always, running behind, so we're going to try to condense this down and deal with the market update. Now, if you heard the show before, you know I am ceaselessly focused on value as it relates to stocks. Doesn't mean we don't have technology exposure and things like that, but just, you know, it's tried and true, the value approach and all that kind of stuff. So a guy that we've interviewed on the show multiple times before, is a guy by the name of Mark Yusko, who runs Morgan Creek Capital, a hedge fund that manages just about $2 billion. And he was on CNBC this week, which he is frequently, and he's been around. I mean, he was an understudy of Julian Robertson, the head of Tiger Management, which has got a legendary track record. Guy's a giant in the industry. Managed the University of North Carolina endowment, Notre Dame, and all this other kind of stuff. Extremely accomplished guy, great track record. Anyway, he was on CNBC, much to the chagrin of the the journalists on CNBC. And they were talking about markets and is this deserved and blah, blah, blah. And the guy asked him, the anchor asked him, hey, is this the beginning of things or will things get back to normal? And Mark said, well, that's a really interesting question because I think things will always get back to normal. The problem is that normal as it relates to valuations in stock markets is significantly lower than where we currently are. For instance, a 40 to 50% drop in the stock market, 40 to 50% would get us back to the long-term normal valuations. Okay, so a return to the mean, just a return to average, would equal somewhere between a 40 to 50% drop. Now, the scary thing to me about that, and that always has been, is usually drops do not go to a norm. Just like highs, just like human emotion carries things much higher than they should ever go, which is why we see bubbles, human emotions carry things much lower than they should ever go. Now, you might be sitting there going, but Zach, I thought you said that you think markets are going to go up over the next year and a half, 2 years. Well, I do. But what he's saying is absolutely true. And remember, the way we build portfolios is so that you're successful no matter what happens. Now, what that means is consciously we're making a decision that if X happens, that part of the portfolio could lose money and it could get hit. Now, when those things start happening, there's usually actions that we take to at least, protect that exposed part of the portfolio and lessen the blows. But the point is if you're properly diversified, if you've got the right things in your portfolio, then regardless of what happens, you're going to be okay. You're not going to have to go back to work. You're not going to have to get a job in retirement. But let that sink in. For those of you sitting out there still relying on the traditional stock bond portfolio and it's always worked, keep in mind that it's always worked because you've been accumulating those funds in the last 40 years, and that has been the paradigm in place. Stocks up, bonds down. That's not what's happening. That's not what's happened for the last 10 years. That's certainly not what's happened for the last 30 days. It's right there. The bullet that's going to kill you, you see it coming. And as a matter of fact, we've been talking about it for 3 years. It's coming. The correlation is dead. And if your portfolio doesn't reflect that, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, Know Your Risk Radio. Check us out on Twitter at KYR Radio. You can email us. You can sign up for the newsletter. Get the booklet, but educate yourselves. And look what's happened in the last 30 days. Bonds will not save you. They're going to cost you more. They're going to lose you money. And you're going to have no part of your portfolio that's insulated against loss in a rising interest rate environment. This is very real, and you saw a preview of it. Anyway, we got to run. Thank you for joining us. Already looking forward to next week. Have a great weekend. Go Hawks. Go Dogs. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Call now and get our brand new version of Common Sense Investing. It's our complimentary booklet that shows you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, Zach, and I got to tell you, you have to read Zach's brand new version of Common Sense Investing. You'll learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call now. Get your free copy. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwer Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.